Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ed Faraon, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka Teka News. In this episode...
Actually, the reason I want to talk about having shingles is I've had it twice, and actually to have it twice was quite alarming for me.
Karen Davila speaks about her experience at an awareness campaign led by global biopharma company GSK on shingles, a debilitating viral infection, also known as herpes zoster.
So the reason I came out and I wanted to share is I don't think Filipinos know how dangerous shingles is. The first time I had it, I was so ashamed because when you read it, you think it's related to sex.
Really? I think it's just the word herpes.
Exactly.
Because it's the word herpes.
Yeah. So I think that's why I want to share my experience. It's because I really think Filipinos, especially at a certain age, I think I got it much earlier in my 40s, but I think that it's something you can't ignore.
As a doctor here, I'll be here to explain to you and give you additional knowledge about shingles.
That was Dr. Ronjean Solante, an expert on infectious diseases and president of the Philippine College of Physicians.
We know shingles appears, or initially appear as a rash, okay? But it's more than a rash. Most of those who had varicella, okay?
Varicella, or varicella zoster, is the virus that causes chickenpox. Okay?
When you had that virus in your body, that does not go away. It will stay in your body until the time that when you reach a particular age group, some 40 years old, 50 and above, your immune system goes down, and that's why this virus will reactivate. No? So baka magtatanong kayo, saan ba nagtatago yung virus? Napakagaling naman. Yes, it's a very intelligent virus because it hides in our central nervous system, no? The immune nerve. It goes there for a longer period of years, no? And there is a particular vulnerability that virus will reactivate once our immune system goes down. And the most common among that, among those who are 50 years old and above, no?
The virus affects 1 in 3 people globally. In the Philippines, adults aged 50 to 59 had the highest shingles incidence.
This is just the data telling you globally, no? So these are data coming from different countries, mostly from Western and European countries, that the incidence of zoster increases with age. So dito makikita mo, 40 years old, 30, meron. But once you are 50 years old, it goes up exponentially. The doble ang risk mo, no? Tumataas yan.
Virus reactivation of varicella is caused by the weakening of the immune system as we age. But Dr. Solante says reactivation can also happen for those under 50.
We thought that age is the most important trigger for the reactivation. But there are also other conditions, especially for those less than 50 years old. Ano ba tong mga condition na to that can also trigger zoster or your shingles? One is chronic respiratory condition. Tingnan mo yan, it's 30% increase. These are patients that have asthma, those who are smokers, who have COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, medyo may taas ang risk. Diabetes. I think all of you here know or have friends, or some of us here are diabetic. Even if you're 50 years old and less, basta meron kang diabetes, pwede kang magka-shingles. Yung mga nagka-COVID-19, because of the immune response affected by the virus, yung mga nagka-long COVID, most likely that can also trigger decreased immune response. And when they have exposure to varicella before, that can be a reason why there is also a reactivation. Of course, we have HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, like rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, the use of steroids, those with chronic renal disease. So ito yung mga comorbidities, underlying conditions that you don't need to be 50 years old and above. 18 years old and above, you can have reactivation of your shingles.
One of the misconceptions the forum sought to clear up is shingles being tagged as a sexually transmitted infection.
The first time I had it, I was so ashamed because when you read it, you think it's related to sex.
Really? I think it's just the word herpes.
Exactly.
Because it's the word herpes. Yeah.
That was renowned broadcast journalist and news anchor Karen Davila opening up about her experience suffering from shingles.
So I'm 53 years old now. But when I first had shingles, I didn't know what it was. So I had it when I was maybe in my 40s, and my schedule was very hectic. So I was doing a morning show, I was doing a weekly show, I was doing a radio show, and I was doing a late night newscast.
Lagare.
Yeah, that's the word. And I barely slept. I think it was maybe 4 or 5 hours. And then suddenly, actually, the first time I had it, it came out on my forehead. Because I thought it was pimples or, I don't know, something weird. But it was very, very painful. Because you were not just having headaches, but it was just an electrifying kind of pain.
Also present in the forum was Jeanette Garcia, another shingles sufferer who had to deal with this debilitating infection for 3 months.
I've never had a serious illness. Tapos when I was yun nga, the best 26 in the middle of the night, nagising ako kasi parang may kamay na may thorns na biglang dumakma sa leg ko. Syempre unang isip ko may mumu. Sabi ko, may nuunto ba ako? Kasi hindi ko talaga alam saan galing yun, napabamik ko sa ako. Sabi ko, I'm
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
And it woke you up.
It woke me up because it was so painful. It has occurred once that night. And then the following days, dumadalas. And then the pain would worsen.
So no physical rash, it's pain.
There was a rash, but I did not see it kasi nandito sa likod ng
nito. Oh, okay.
This was Jeanette's first time to deal with shingles, and she eventually got better with medication and advice from doctors. But this wouldn't be the last time she had to deal with this painful virus. In fact, this is something that she'd deal with 4 times.
That was when I was 36. That's 2021. When I turned 50, non-recur. But this time, it was my left breast naman yung sinasabi ko doon. But it was the exact same thing. Paayon na naman si morning hands. Sabi ko, minumusto na naman ako, pinalikan ako, dinakma ng left breast ko. Very, very fast, very quick. It's mag-intensified. Minsan, may makinit ang pakiramdam ko. There was a hot knife slicing, slowly slicing off my left breast. And there were times I would really put up my shirt just to check kung meron ba nangyayari.
But that's the feeling, but that not, there's no physical
rash. It's all inside.
There is no cure for shingles, but there's pain relief medication for it. But the medication could really put your life on hold due to its side effects.
The problem with that nerve pain reliever is that there's also a side effect on that. And the side effect, if you increase the dosage, that will really make you groggy and have sleep. And that's why we have to really tone down the dosage. So meaning the bottom line here is that those are temporizing treatment and will not really be the absolute and can cure the pain.
We're pausing for a quick break. When we return, let's talk about the cost of shingles pain relief treatment and vaccination as a preventive measure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So either way, it is in your system. And again, the point that we learned today in the presentation is once it's inside you, it can reawaken. It's there now.
Yes, and that will be for life. Because the reason why is that it's really a very good virus because it hides in an area where it cannot be touched by our own immune system.
That was host Isa Litton and Dr. Ron Jean Salante, an infectious disease specialist, during a forum on the misconceptions about shingles, a painful and debilitating infection affecting 1 in 3 people globally.
We don't talk about you will die of shingles because they always don't have a die. No, it's the pain.
Pain relief treatment, however, can be very costly. The antiviral agent against shingles costs about 500 pesos per tablet. According to Dr. Salante, one may have to take this up to 5 times per day. This amounts up to 17,500 pesos per week, something that could really be costly considering the time it could take to recover.
Yung kanina lang sa testimony nila ni Jeanette, no, yung pain reliever at saka yung nerve pain na treatment nila, 2 to 3 months yun, pabalik-balik, no? And that nerve pain treatment is also very expensive. No? Another treatment, yung nerve pain, yung mga pain reliever, because it's also very expensive. Kaya napakamahal talaga pag magka-shingles kasi yung gamutan niyan is longer. So like for example, you'll be taking the pain reliever and the nerve pain killer that will be like, ang isang tableta niyan, like 150 pesos. And then you're taking that 3 times a day.
Based on these estimates, you could spend nearly 21,000 pesos per week for medication. It's hard enough to not earn money while you're unable to work due to the debilitating nature of shingles. Just take Jeanette's case where her time to recover took about 3 months.
Malaking bagay ang gastos niyan. Kaya napaka-importante pa rin ang prevention. If prevention is the most important na dapat ituro natin sa mga tao ngayon na rather than just waiting na alam mo, pwede kang magkaganon, then consult your doctor for how to prevent it. So there are vaccines now to prevent. There are very effective vaccines to prevent it. No? And with vaccine, malaking bagay na ma-prevent mo yung paglabas ng rash. Tapos kung lalabas man yung rash with vaccine, ma-modify niya, hindi ka na pupunta doon sa mga komplikasyon.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. I'm Ed Faraon. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. Our Teka Teka News executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. If you found this episode interesting or useful, share it with a friend. Thanks for listening.